Can you say enough about your defense?
No, they're playing really well, and so keeping us in ball games, giving us a chance to, you know, not play perfect as an offense, and then when the time comes late in the games, we've been making plays. So, you know, our defense is playing awesome.
Jake, you had any theories on your struggles as an offense in the early going first quarter?
You know, they threw some different stuff at us, you know, just some tough looks, and, you know, we started slow. But if we played one quarter right now in all our games, we'd probably be 0-4. But we played four quarters, and that's why.
Jake, what can you say about only us? You guys scored one touchdown, two home wins. What does that say about how
it means we need to score some more touchdowns.
You didn't have too many chances to scramble, but the one time you get that 12 yards makes a huge difference. What did you see there?
Yeah, that was a play. That was a called play, you know, to come outside there and let George lead the way. And it's one of those you hope you get him on the edge and get around him. And there was a little hole there, enough for me to sneak through there and get a few yards, get a first down. So as a quarterback, called runs are not, you know, what they usually do, but I was able to show a little, enough speed in practice for him to call it in the game.
How about the effort of Tatum? Fumbled early on and then bounced back.
Yeah, you know, he's proven, you know, he's ready to take the load. And early in the game after that fumble, I went and told him, hey, you know, let it go because you're going to have to make big plays for us. And he continued to run hard and protect the ball, and that's what we're expecting from him. And those guys up front kept giving him enough holes. They weren't huge. A few of them he broke for a little bit of yardage, but the ones he was getting were tough, hard yards, and that's what kept us on schedule late in the game.
Good for the touchdown pass to Ron.
Yeah, you know, we just we've seen on film that there's a chance to throw a fade there, and you know, I threw the ball up and let him come down with it. I mean, he made that catch. I didn't put it in the perfect spot, but put it out there and let him come down with it, and that's what Rod Smith does.
So Javon Walker can't catch everything, right?
You got to give a little love to Rod, but you know, Javon's playing great. He made some big catches for us throughout this whole game, and you know, he's proven his worth right now. We just got to keep finding ways to get the ball.
Obviously, you guys won a score.
Passing conditions, second half looked like you did a lot better. Any adjustment you made?
Yeah, we kind of just started attacking what they were doing more, and some sets that we got a beat on, and you know, early in the game we were kind of, you know, waiting to see what they were doing, and they were disguising some stuff well, and then late in the game or in the second half we were able to just line up and kind of get some one-on-ones. And you know, I missed a couple still. I missed Kirkus and I missed Rod on that post. I want to see it on films. The wind was going crossways. I tried to keep it far across the field, but, you know, he almost made that play. But, you know, when we had to, we made the plays, and that's what matters.
How about the conditions for you personally?
It's always tough when it rains, but, you know, I was wearing a glove tonight because, you know, if not for a glove, I don't think I could hold on to the ball at all. So you got to get used to throwing with a glove, and I've tried to, you know, work it a little bit in practice once in a while, just throwing with one. And as soon as I feel, you know, I feel pretty comfortable doing it. You know, the ball wasn't as accurate on a few plays, but, you know, if it rains, I know I can at least get the ball out there.
Jake, obviously you want to score more touchdowns, but how much pressure does it take off of you knowing that you've got that defense out there behind you, stacking guys up?
Whoa, I'm going down. you know, obviously, you know, we know they're going to play well. We don't expect them to hold teams to no touchdowns and one field goal, but the way they're playing, we better start doing that. And as an offense, we need to pick it up because they're playing at a high, high level. And if we keep putting them on the field that much, I mean, any defense is going to get a little tired once in a while, and we got to make sure that as an offense we start picking it up. But, you know, we did in the end there, and we scored when we had to, and it's a team effort. You know, that's why we call it team, and everyone held up there in the bargain today.
Jake, you think the first turnover was a matter of pressing a little bit up after the
crowd? What's that?
Was the first two turnovers a matter of trying to press a little bit?
You know, I think the one that – the Tatum fumble was, you know, guy made a good play and knocked it out. The interception that I had, you know, we'd worked on kind of running by the guys, and the guy bailed out and threw it just a little too far. I'm supposed to underthrow him, actually, and I just kept put it out there a little far. And then after that, we kind of calmed down. So, you know, we didn't want to have any turnovers, but we fought through the turnovers we had. Our defense held strong for us, and in the end, we made the plays.